So within a proprial state, we can't see where we're at when we are identified with it. The other aspect of that is that, so there are times when we are caught in those states, but the Lord always offers time for reflection. So even if it's after the fact, that's good enough, more than good enough. It's what's required. So that state can be prolonged with the flip side, which is if we start to move down the road of self-condemnation because we fell into that state, that can prolong our misery. You know, it's a good thing to, as soon as we realize it, to remember that we are in a process and that we're not at the end, far from it, that we are continually in process, and part of that process is states of being caught in the love of self and love of the world, but we're always given respite, and it's those times that we need to take stock and just call on the Lord's powers of reflection, or reflect on our states from the Word, because that is, you know, that is what spiritual work is really about. The idea of the corporate aspect of humanity. So we are all connected, and there is, so salvation operates on a individual and a collective basis. Those happen, and I kind of just, what struck me about that was in the story, it's about, you know, when Joseph was seen as other, it led to separation and of course a rejection of part of the whole, and which, you know, was well illustrated in the stripping of his tunic from him. That kind of highlighted that. And I thought the idea that, you know, the task was easy to remember, but difficult to actually do. And it kind of linked for me into Reuben and what happened when he sort of comes to find that, Joseph isn't in the pit. You know, it's kind of, for all the powers of wanting to do the right thing, there were things that were outside of his control, and of course it's all part of the process as well. Yeah, principle of a great task, actually, to give attention to reflexive responses, our unconscious responses, to make an effort to actually see those. So the outcome might be the same, but if it's done consciously, it's a whole different spirit at work than just responding straight out of it's just straight out of our unconscious kind of patterns of behavior that have been established over time. The need to live, you know, to live in these things so that we can be where people are at, that we can have a sensitivity to where the Lord is at with people. And the theme of, you know, it's impossible to see good from a state of evil and falsity. Yeah, that's some things that I heard. Also, that the Lord needs our sense of self to have a connection with us. Well, we need our sense of self in order to have a connection with the Lord, I suppose, is the flip side of that as well.